Hi, you guys, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Crazy Open Monitors. And so we're just gonna start. So today I got asked a question, and it was, does crying as a man make you weaker or stronger? And I'm also here with like three special guests for my podcast, you guys. So you'll be hearing three additional voices, in case you're wondering who's talking. So do you have an opinion on the...
Well, like I just said... I just think it's a double standard for men to cry, just like it's a double standard for women to have casual sex. But as far as crying, it depends on what he's crying about. But even women can cry about some bullshit, so there is a such thing as crying over something weak. It really is, but they're not just for men.
Right, but I think he's saying, like, does it make you, like, stronger or weaker as a person for crying in general? To be a man. Like, does a woman look at a man and think he's stronger or weaker when he cries?
It's too broad of a question. Everybody.
Yeah. Different. Yeah, that's also true. I guess it depends on the kind of female you're messing with.
Word. Everyone wants this, yeah.
And what she think?
A man who cried in front of a female who didn't receive it well is going to automatically think, we all think that's some soft shit. But if he'd have cried in front of the right one, that would have supported his emotions or whatever. You know, I don't know. So his...
Right. I think it also got to mean, like, a man really love you or fuck with you if he cry in front of you.
I used to think that, too.
Oh, damn. I used to think that, too.
But people are good at conjuring up tears. You'd be surprised. At least make their eyes grow up.
Eat a piece of fakers.
Damn right. Fuck that.
You ain't never lied.
Man, make sure you see them tears. So all your might to get them eyes of water in
there. Thought about something real sad. They puppy that died in second grade.
No, it's crazy. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even know that was... Well, I know that's possible, but I don't think I've ever experienced that.
You got it, me either, personally. But I don't think it makes me weak to cry. You know what he's crying about.
I don't.
Because some people, the things that tend to piss them off versus the things they can seem to let go never seem to add up sometimes. You'll cry about some bullshit when you really get disrespected. You can eat that.
Does the men have a comment? No?
Yeah, I will.
Oh. You have a comment?
Pretty interesting.
Does crying as a man make you stronger or weaker?
Neither. We're human.
You're right, and I've seen you cry. You gotta wait for this.
Oh! Okay, he's tired.
There's also kids in the vicinity. If you're a regular listener to my podcast, you probably hear my son talking or yelling in the background all the time. We're regular people that have regular lives, and that's why we do this podcast. Okay, and we're back. Comments on the question.
Somebody commented?
Doesn't necessarily make me cross. Crying is a natural emotion. It don't make you stronger or weaker. Now, if you crying over something that don't make no sense to cry over, then yeah. But this is border.
But then that kind of goes into the conversation, what's okay to cry over, right?
Right, that's what I was about to say. Well, you can't necessarily say that, because what don't make
but
sense to cry.
But some stuff is generally agreed upon. Like, some stuff is...
Yeah, just, oh yeah, there's definitely
the
neutral
stuff.
Stuff,
we could all be like, no, you don't fucking cry over that. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, some shit you gotta pull up.
But then it also depends on people's sensibility level, too. Because, like, you know, just because we might have a tough skin to think that that's something dumb to cry about, somebody else might think that that's something real serious to cry about. And then they might think you're being insecure in their feelings, and then that becomes a whole nother issue. So, it all depends.
It does.
Like I said, I guess it goes back to depend on who you're dealing with.
And then on top of that, in most cases, I can't speak for all men, but in most cases, most men don't cry all the damn time. If you want to know, you know what I mean? Soft and sensitive men cry over like everything,
it desensitizes people.
For real, it does. If you literally crying over like every little thing, every situation like that big of a deal, you gotta cry over it, and you are a man? Nah.
I mean, I think men in general are just in society made to seem like they're the toughest. They're the alpha male, pretty much.
That's how society
see, all men are not alpha males.
That's true.
Not all men are alpha males. society makes it seem like we're supposed to be.
I'm telling you now, right. If all we're women disappear from the earth right now, the alpha males would emerge. Believe that. If there was nothing but men on this earth, the alpha males would emerge, and it wouldn't take long. The bitch-ass niggas will become so obvious. So quick.
Right.
All the pussy motherfuckers will be so... You would see
it. Now, that leads to this question. What labels the alpha male?
Obvious what? Things.
Authority. What's so obvious about it?
Authority evokes certain emotions in a person, whether they realize it or not.
That's true.
You kind of automatically respect some shit.
Right.
When it comes to authority. Right. Now, you can see a uniform, and that uniform will let you, okay, this is a cop, let me chill. Boom. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know.
But even in some cases, though, people could see a cop, and some people could not care.
True. But I'm talking about in general.
Right.
The population.
But that could also be seen as an authority thing, too. Like, oh, because you a cop, that don't mean nothing. You still gonna respect me, too.
Right.
And a cop can respect that in a situation, and it can de-hostilize the situation.
True.
Because a cop might be pussy in the other person's alpha.
Yeah, ain't no cop.
I'm just saying, but...
Cop pussy in general.
They are, and we all know that.
Now, I don't think all cops are, though.
Now, take that same cop and say he wasn't a cop. He's just some white dude in line at Save-A-Lot.
Right.
Chances are he's not going buck the way he would when he wearing that badge.
That's true.
Most guys, even black guys, but a lot of them people, those badges and uniforms give you your authority. Right. I'm talking about the kind of natural authority. That shit you can't
You can
teach.
Just naturally
that
tell.
That shit you just fucking got. You
right.
feel me?
You can just naturally tell.
That shit, those would separate the alpha male. That kind of shit is what makes an alpha male. I ain't talking about because you've been in the army 30 years and you a sergeant and everybody know that. I'm talking about that's your fucking job. We know that. That's different.
Right. Just in general.
If you wasn't a sergeant, would you have the same respect? A lot of motherfuckers with these titles... If it weren't for that title, you would not have the same respect, and they know it. They know it.
Right.
You know what I mean? They fucking know it. I've never had a manager at my job that I feel like if you weren't my boss, I'd respect you. You just run shit here. Fuck you, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people have a title. They don't have respect.
I've had a boss like that, though.
I'm talking about that shit you can't teach. Certain men have a certain natural authoritativeness about them that cannot be taught, that can't be trained. You can't learn that.
Right.
You either got it or you don't. And if it was a world with just men, we wouldn't even be here to witness that shit. They would fall in line so fast. The niggas with natural authority, it would just happen. They would all respect each other. Now, don't get me wrong. It's going to be some wars. Because there's still egos here. But I don't think it would last long because there are no women here to shut the fuck off for.
Right.
On some level, men try to impress us. Whether they try to act unbothered or whatever the fuck. Listen. If there was no such thing as females, y'all would never wash y'all ass again. Let's be real.
What do all male animals do in Animal Kingdom? They do all types of crazy ass
Everything
shit.
Everything is to get the woman.
A fucking female.
It's to get her. It's to attract her.
Now.
I think humans are no different.
Most cases, this shit ain't even no masculinity contest. I ain't never set out to prove I was better than the next man. Because one, I'm good for myself. I don't feel like, me personally don't feel like I need that validation to prove I'm better than the next man. I'm a good enough man for myself.
But if we talk about alpha males, it must be a list.
You need to walk and carry yourself like one. You have to have the confidence and the moral of a fucking alpha male. Even when I'm not at my brightest, when I'm not having my best days, I walk like one of the most respected people you ever met. It's just how you're supposed to be as a man. You're supposed to have that confidence. You don't have an air of confidence. Nobody's going to respect you.
Because as women, we know what alpha males are. We probably dated alpha males. Mm-hmm. And we can compare them to niggas who not alpha males.
You can tell.
You know what alpha as a woman.
You can tell. You can definitely
I've been
tell.
Around niggas and I see how people in general treat this nigga. And then I've been around a spineless, soft motherfucker.
No.
That didn't even speak a word. Mm-hmm. But everybody in that room could tell he a bitch and they treat him like it. It's crazy. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's crazy. It sucks. Like, as a man to be soft and weak and spineless,
it's
like other men can smell that shit on you.
It is. It
other
me
men
feel
just
bad.
Know it. Like,
it makes me feel bad when I see it. I'll be like, oh.
I went to a bar. I went to Dead Presidents one time with one of my exes. We might as well have been fucking Kanye and Kim because everybody, the motherfuckers, like, parted. They got the fuck out of his way.
Mm-hmm.
They got the fuck. Somebody bumped into me. They apologized to him so fast. I'm sorry, bro, I didn't see her. Ain't no motherfucking problem, right? You feel me?
Had you looking at him like,
he ain't even buck. But they looked, right. They just looked at him and, oh, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
My friend Keisha got a baby dad like that.
To another ex in the same fucking bar. It took us forever to get to this crowd. This nigga wouldn't even say excuse me to nobody. God damn, like, what the fuck?
He was just moving.
It was just so crazy, like, and I think somebody bumped into his ass, and this motherfucker turned around and looked at him and was like, he didn't say watch yourself, but he might as well have. Watch it. I think he bumped into him, but it still looked like motherfucker watch your step.
Right.
Like, and I was like, that has to, I'm not even a man, and even I could tell that fucking sucks. Yes. That can't feel good. That's your kid. So I was like, see, that's little shit. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Me personally. Alpha males, or I don't know. You can see that shit amongst men. You ever been around a group of dudes? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just like.
I have.
You already know I'm getting that. Like, it's just like one guy come around and suddenly all the rest of their vibe change. You just
right.
feel it. Something
the
happens.
The atmosphere just becomes real different.
Something just happened. What the fuck happened to y'all, like? Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Sit down. Sit down. Lewis, grab that juice. Grab the juice.
In Middletown named Courtney.
Say excuse me.
Baby.
Elijah.
Yo. Middletown.
No, don't get him on juice yet. Give it to
in
me.
HR. It's called Black Nigga. Named
excuse you.
Lines.
I know who he is.
You know him?
Say
now.
Turn around. I say sorry.
Work. Okay, me too. Now, at work, he seems to have all this fucking respect and shit. You feel me? He's a prime fucking example. So the kind of motherfucker. Courtney is not.
Is your podcast on?
Yeah, it's still on. But no, he bumped into you and he need to say excuse me and say sorry.
Oh.
Elijah. No, he was right. Trying to get your attention. He was saying excuse me.
You alright, bro? It's alright. You alright, man?
You're here, sure, now you can have your juice.
I mean,
I'll never forget, like, me and Sharnay and Zai was over Zai's house with him and two of his friends, or him and his sister, some shit, I don't know. And, like, some other niggas came over, right? These motherfuckers got so quiet. Like, it was crazy. Like, the conversation died. We was having a good old time chit-chatting and drinking, playing cards and shit. And then this other nigga walked in there, some niggas guy do. He wasn't beeping, throwing shade, nothing. You know, he was just another motherfucker. Just as tall as you niggas. Like, I guess after that they had height. You know, you don't know this guy. He like 6'4".
Right.
You know, but he's not like
I get the gist of what you're saying.
It's like, he probably could fuck somebody up.
Right.
But he don't have it in him. He don't have it in.
Right,
you
know he's just not one of them guys. He's big for no reason.
Happen. I could probably knock him out. I probably could. And it's just crazy. Like, but at work, he has all this authority and respect and shit. You know what I mean? And I know him in person, but you are spineless.
So he be at work with purpose, but outside of here.
Yeah, because motherfuckers like that need that shit.
He's a prime example of somebody like, people thank God he didn't want to be a cop or nothing because he'd be a dickhead. Because he don't have that in real life is why he kind of flex in his position. It's whack. It's fucking whack. Like, in person, the way he is with women, he's real, like, I don't know. But I firmly believe, I don't know.
You want to roll
up? I'm still trying to think of a fucking way to explain what an alpha male is. You ask me what's an alpha male. I still don't know how to put it into an answer.
I mean, it's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
Everybody has a different definition of what an alpha male
is.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to really put it into one little solid little answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna always be an extended discussion kind of answer. Like, you know, what's an alpha woman?
Oh, that's a really great question. What is an alpha woman?
Amongst women too.
Right.
You know,
because what's important to the next woman ain't important to the next one.
See, exactly.
And people have different standards and values. And different definitions.
Yeah. Yep. Cause I can't relate to a lot of these bitches' values. The shit they value, like personally value. These bitches literally be my age and they value street credibility.
That's on both sides. That's on both sides. That's a double-sided answer because men are like that too.
They literally value
me. I'm 27. There's shit. Men that's 30 and up, like legit glorifying, like.
They
not
value
the house with your kids.
I rep this block. I've been here since I was this old.
Don't get me wrong, you know.
Mindset and mentality.
That's a generational thing. And that's a generational thing.
People have this weird loyalty to the hood as if, like, if you was to leave for any reason, you're somehow a sellout or something. It's crazy how, I don't know, like, our community has this idea, struggle is worth glorifying. Like, say you ever hear somebody make fun of somebody because they didn't struggle? Oh, nigga, you had a mom and dad in the house, nigga, shut up. It's like, what the fuck? Somebody had both the parents, you broke up. You mad because your mom cracked out and don't know who the fuck your dad is? You gonna make fun of him because both his parents know him and love him?
Right.
Or he a bitch because his mom paid for everything he needed at prom? You had to hit the block for 3 days straight just to rent a fucking suit, nigga. I guess that make you better than him. Nigga, what? What, you more of a man? Nigga, what? Where the fuck your mama at? She should feel, you should be ashamed of herself. You out here 17, gotta sell coke for 3 days just to rent a fucking suit? You gotta take it back? Nigga, what?
Gotta take it back.
You risk 10 years of your freedom to rent a suit for 4 fucking hours. You didn't get no pussy in, but he's corny because he got a mom and dad who take care of him the fucking right way. That's able to pay for certain shit, certain stuff you supposed to have paid for. Like, right. Motherfuckers appease you because, oh, nigga, I had to get it from the muscle, nigga. My mom was on drugs. My pop was in a bang, nigga. I had to hug the block, nigga.
I've heard
nigga,
that
you sound a fuck stupid.
Stupid as hell.
My mom was intelligent, and lucky for her, she got a good nigga who was there my whole life. I know my dad. I know who the fuck he is. What the fuck? I ain't have to hug the block, nigga. If I need new shoes, I'm gonna ask my mom for them, nigga. The fuck? You out here eating, you gotta stretch a pack of Uzi noodles for a week. I eat a 4-course meal every night, nigga. But somehow you better than me. I should feel bad for my, like, our community is fucked up. We're a special kind of brainwashed. Like, a lot of black people got a problem, dog. Like, what the fuck? That shit is crazy. I'll never forget a bitch told me, you ain't really down with that shit. I forgot what I said about some dude. You ain't really down with that shit. I went on a run with a nigga for 6 months. And it's like, I guess she was more down for the nigga she loved than I was for the nigga I loved. I mean, all I did.
She was on the run with him.
All I did was bring soap and shit to the plumber house. But she went on a run. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. She better than me. Fuck I'm talking about.
So you risk your freedom to be down for it.
I would never love a nigga that much. I'm not great. Yeah. Run across state lines at you, motherfucker.
That's
what are you talking about, bitch? No.
Yeah.
This same bitch out here cracked out with 4 teeth left today. It's just the same bitch. I'm not, girl, please.
Yeah, that's like if you go to jail, you got too much time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You just lost.
Motherfuckers will make fun of you because you had a good life.
Like, nah, do you know what he did? Like, he got 18 years. Like, I'm supposed to stick around?
Because somebody's parents took care of them how they was fucking supposed to. They soft because of that?
Right.
Nigga, you was out here 14 getting molested.
You got a snack and roll on?
Yeah, we're in the train. Let me see that train. This shit is crazy. We a special kind of brainwash. Even to where we think our men is weak for crying. You know, we have a way of accepting stuff from other races that we look down on from each other. Black men have a way of loving Asian bitches, Puerto Rican bitches, white bitches with no tits, no butt, no hips, no lips. She's exotic, she's beautiful, she's all this. But a black girl is completely fucking useless with no ass.
Oh, yeah.
She ain't got no ass, though.
Yep, I know that struggle.
Anybody who like her is a joke.
Right, because she ain't got no
ass. He just made fun of her, too. Oh, nigga, you in love with that bitch. She ain't got no ass.
Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
they base numbers off of that.
I've seen
a solid stick. She ain't got no booty.
I've seen beautiful girls walk by, and some weird-ass nigga be like, where all the ass at these days?
Yeah. I know that struggle because
you
I ain't got no butt.
Tasmanian devil, you literally but you back, mad at her or she ain't got no
I done got teeth.
She's
today.
Fucking
I done
gorgeous.
Been told I have a box booty and all.
She all pretty, hair all nice, teeth straight, skin clear. But because her butt not fat, she's completely fucking useless.
Yeah.
Like, wow. She's not even worth a what? Damn.
Second glance.
It's crazy. Or it's crazy. But I don't know. Let some bitch move here. Or let some white girl happen to live in the hood. Who just be got a couple
built the same
friends.
Way. Yep.
Built the same way.
She get all the attention. She bad. She's finer than a mother.
But I don't know. Her being, Snow Bunny. They got a cute little nickname for them.
She thick. Because she a white
Snow
girl.
Snow Bunny.
Built the
give
same
her a
way.
Littlest bit of little ass and now she's fat. Mm-hmm. A black girl built like that need to get her weight up. But what the fuck's wrong with her? You need to get some back shots and all kind of dumb shit. Like, sitting dumb and shit. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Bitches too.
Just work on it.
A girl will take care of a Puerto Rican nigga with no complaints.
You got some marketing. Oh, wait.
With no fucking complaints. Or a bitch will, like, you'll be mad at your baby dad for what he's supposed to do, but your boyfriend don't do what the fuck he's supposed to do for the kids he got either. You've been with his ass 3 years and even met his kids. He ain't even told you, I'm with, you ain't even heard him even say, I'm with my kids. He's got to even say the words, I got my kids, going to get my kids. Like, this is a lover nigga, ain't shit to his kids, you know.
Right.
But because he available, then babysit your fucking kids every now and then. You consider he helping you with yours. You give him your stepdaddy title. He doing a bare fucking minimum for your fucking kids. I don't know. Some of this shit I see
don't make no sense.
Yeah.
And we tend to accept this shit from other races, but when we do it to each other, it's unacceptable. You feel me?
Oh, no, not really.
Like, I saw this guy and I was like, I fuck with white girls because black girls don't like guys like me. It's crazy. Black women consider these black king kind of guys. We fantasize them to look a very specific way. If you ain't built like Michael B. Jordan, if you ain't 6'5", you ain't a black king. You just a fucking little nerd nigga that might as well get with a white bitch. And it's like, damn, we gotta stop that shit too.
All I don't know who think like that.
It's fucked up. And we say shit like, he ain't my type. He ain't my type.
Oh, but I think every woman has a preference, though.
It ain't your fault, you
know.
Like,
women don't know what their fucking preference is. They want some.
That's not true.
Most women want some.
That shit really takes you.
That's not true, because I know my exact preference. That's not true.
Men and women, you're never really going to find every exact thing you want.
You got to learn
what you don't. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, but I know certain things I'm willing to deal with and I'm not dealing with. And I can, and like, I have a preference of like, a situation with a person.
Now, don't get me wrong, if you just flat out not attracted to a motherfucker, that don't make you shallow. Some people can't help you, no money.
Right.
But.
Like, I just won't do fat niggas. Like, I just.
But, not what are you talking about?
The topic swerve, which is okay, because that can happen sometimes. The five
guy, what's that dude that made that song, This Is America?
Donald Glover.
Yeah, Donald Glover.
Yeah, which is topic.
He was talking about he date white women because black women don't like him.
Right.
It's not that he don't value us, we don't value him. And guys like him, nerd guys that like comic books, guys that don't listen to fucking rap, guys that skate and like math and play chess and shit. Like,
shit, I didn't even know he did all that.
You know what I mean? I didn't even know black guys did this shit, first of all.
I didn't even know black guys did this shit.
What the fuck?
Where you been hiding that shit?
But at the same time, I think a lot of those guys stereotype us too.
That's true. They think that just because you look a certain way, you're ghetto or you're loud.
I'm from the hood and I
or you're ratchet.
Hood, do hood shit, but I don't know. Maybe you can open our eyes to other stuff.
Or like because of the way I talk, I get told I talk like a white girl all the time. I get told I talk like a white girl all the time.
That's pretty stop.
And I'd be like, why? Because
I code switch.
Yeah, like I articulate my words.
Word.
I can talk to you and have a regular conversation like a person.
Cause I can talk on a fucking phone interview and you don't know I'm black.
Most black women want niggas to have today and never achieve. Not saying you're supposed to achieve. Was not saying you're supposed to achieve the same shit.
We ain't being racist.
But at the same time, you want somebody. You want somebody to meet you. You want. You set. Most women set standards for men that they don't even meet half of.
We're not being taught to grow up with our mates.
Like, listen,
that's what the fuck we doing.
And on top of that, listen, I understand you. Most women want authoritative alpha male type of men. The majority of them
that's
do.
That's what we wired to do. Is turkey trying to unlock. You can't help
but at the same time, you have to be able to find a balance where you can still. I mean, like, if life is a game of chess, and you're the fucking queen on the table, like, you still got to be able to make these fucking moves and not feel like. And not feel like you outdoing your male mate. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the same time, men do have pride, but at the same time, all at the same.
That's interesting that you said that.
You want a woman that's as strong as me is. Like.
That's interesting that you said that. Because, recently on Instagram, somebody posted a video. And he was saying how men don't want a woman that can do it all. Like, he's like, no man want to be with a woman that can do it all. Like, it's completely independent. Like, no man want a woman that's 100% independent.
Old fashioned men. Like,
no,
kind of
let me tell you something. It's not that men don't want one. A completely independent woman is what niggas fear.
Top.
The weaker men fear.
Double bitches tend to just consistently remind this nigga how much they don't need his ass. And that's their mission to be fun.
If you truly, all right, look, if you know, if he was to leave you today, your life ain't gonna change outside of emotionally missing him. Ain't really nothing gonna change.
Well, what he said was, he was like, if I get with you and you're 100% a completely independent woman, and like, if we going out to eat and you'd be like, nah, babe, I got it. But if like, you know, I want to go to the store and buy you something, you'd be like, it's cool, I can get it for myself. He was like, without you even realizing that you like be masculine to me. No nigga wants a female that like, I can't never do that for you.
You can't just constantly never let him take shit.
Yeah, you like, you can't just, like, not let him.
Learn how to let a man treat you now. If he's trying to be nice and be a fucking gentleman, and you consistently shoot him down. Oh, no, you ain't got to pay for me. Oh, I got to pay.
Right.
All right, look now.
He was like, but even if you realize you're not doing it, because some women just like, okay, I got my own money, which there's nothing wrong with that. But he was like, yeah, no man want to be with a woman that's 100% like independent.
Because that
like,
that's same not bitch keep complaining about how y'all never hang around. No, never mind. No,
never mind. So, he like, bitch, I just tried last
week. He be trying to, you know what I mean? Right. Damn.
Right. Or like, if I buy you something, you buy me something that costs more. He's like, nobody, no nigga want to be with a female that's like 100%.
You complain about your hair getting done. He'll say how much it costs. She'd be like, don't worry about it. I got it. I'm okay. You fucking stupid.
He was like, that's why men tend to date sometimes females that make financially less than them.
Because you, it's a pride and ego thing. Me personally, I ain't never been like that. Listen here. All money green, baby. You want to spend yours, I'm going to spend mine. Cool with me. You want to pick up the tab this time? Cool. I'll pick up the tab next time. I don't have no problem with a woman who feel like they should date.
You'll save yours for when he fucked up in the rainy day, and then you pull that weight. What if he's like, if he got one of them, I don't know, he got a dangerous job. He break his fucking leg and he out of commission for 3 months. I mean, hey,
you would hope her as independent.
You would hope she can pull that weight. You know what? You've been paying for everything the past 6 months. I've been actually saving a little bit since sticking everything, so don't worry about it. I got the rent.
Right.
But you've been trying to act like you don't need his ass the whole time. Now both y'all broke the same time. Just chill the fuck up.
I think this is like one of the best podcasts I've ever had.
I know all these have drifted from conversation topic.
I mean, it's still recording, but
we went from alpha male to topic for topic.
We're done. Regular people talking about regular things.
I remember I was debating in a group about, they say all women want to do is spend your money or something, something. And I was like, these kind of guys, you must really be getting suckered left and right. Why do you think all bitches want to do is spend your money willy-nilly? Why is every bitch you meet spending your money willy-nilly? That's your fault.
And that's another thing, too.
Right.
I hate when people act like all men or all women are the fucking same. It's not true.
That's some shit
you
keep letting
happen. It's not true, and it's an unfair stereotype to mother, because you're completely different from that.
If you find yourself doing the same shit.
If the people you meet ain't shit, you need to change the criteria of people you talk to. That's not our problem.
It's not turning out good for you. Word. Because you can't just keep having the same exact problem with a whole bunch of different people.
Like, you keep running to the same type of nigga. You talk about, I'm tired of niggas who just want it. Well,
yeah, but then that goes into how much a person values themselves, though. Because if you don't value yourself that much as a person, and that's how you present yourself, that's why you keep attracting the certain type of people that you attract. You don't even value yourself enough, so why? How can you ask somebody else to?
I know some girls that date wild ass, out of control, fucking crazy niggas.
I know some niggas who date out of control, crazy ass women.
Yeah, there are some niggas that just love crazy.
But there ain't nothing to fuck with.
But you know what they think about that?
And their excuse for that be because it's good and bad. But I'd be like, wow, so you put up with that just because she a good lady?
Those people low key like that shit. Because how on the how are you killing? You gotta like it. You low key fuck with that crazy.
All right, so now.
You fuck with it.
Now, my man's is a good prime example. I'm obviously not the name problem, but I don't do all that. But.
I ain't dropped no names this whole podcast.
My man, like, he told me, he was like, yo, I like my chicks a little, like, on a crazy side. Like, I'm like, why? He's like, it's just a thrill for a thriller. Like, it's a thrill. I'm like, well, you like that shit for a thrill. I'm sorry. I listen. Life is too much of a headache. Women are already too much of a headache.
I hate when men say that we're headache, because I just think that in general women aren't just emotional.
These niggas be wanting crazy bitches. I can't fit that.
Men and women are fucking headaches. We have our. That's another thing. Everybody can have, like, they ain't never got, they don't got their fair share of shit.
It's like we mix with other women.
I think it all depends on what you're willing to deal with and what you're not willing to deal with and what you're willing to compromise for and what you're not willing to compromise for.
And it also depends on your mindset and how you already approach things.
I also think it's also how you value yourself as a person.
Yeah. Your personal values first, plus how you handle things, how your temperament is, or how you handle certain situations really can determine what you can and can't deal with.
Right.
But some shit is just an automatic deal breaker before you walk the rip.
But you also got to be willing to know when you got to change something within yourself to progress as a better person. People also got to admit that about themselves. There's a lot of people walking around here that keep saying, why this keep happening to me? Why me? Why me? But you're not willing to accept that maybe it's something you need to change in you, like, to excel to the next level.
He was married to his wife for like 7 years. They was divorced for 10 years and got remarried and been married for like 8 years now. And he was like, we had to come back to each other because... fuck that. Like, he was just like, we both have been out here dating and all this fucked up shit. Everybody's crazy. He was like, everybody's crazy. I know her crazy. She know my crazy. I can deal with her. She can deal with me. Fuck all this shit. Like, he was like, I don't know. We left and came back and got married again.
That goes to show, like, that's real commitment, though. And that's another topic for real. It's like, commitment is not something everybody for. Everybody ain't built for commitment. Everybody ain't with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not everybody's willing to work through shit. Like, I know some of my brothers, I know people who've been in relationships 9, 10, 11 years. And they've been through, like, hell and back. You know what I mean? And then I know people who started relationships and been in a relationship for all of 3 weeks.
You know,
it's fucked up. You know what situation is fucked up. I don't know.
You laughing at me?
Yeah. Everybody, I feel like today's world is kind of built to where we should actually have more full households, two-parent households. We should have more families. We should have that shit because. It's a lack of it.
No.
And then with the way that the government...
You better get back on that phone.
They're not even allowing... They don't... You're not going to win. You're just not going to win. They're not setting you up to win. They never been set up to win.
We need
each other. It's even worse now. So you really do need each other. Like, you need that shit.
But you need a healthy support system.
Yeah,
people don't know the difference between a healthy support system and a toxic support system. Like...
Yeah.
I just wouldn't.
Oh, you look so cute in your Mickey Mouse. Oh, it just got real quiet.
Oh. Dead air. They don't play that shit on radio.
No, hopefully a commercial will come in at that point.
Hey, it was!
It's the weather or something. We'll be back after these messages.
I don't know why I added a flag, but okay.
I don't even play with LeBron. This is my first time playing with LeBron all year. I've been waiting for somebody to come over and play with him.
So let's get political. How does everybody feel about the president?
Girl, I don't feel about the president. Okay?
I'm going to tell you what, though. In all honesty,
he's a child.
Trump's not the greatest president. But I tell you what, he's a good businessman. That's what I can't give him credit for. He's always been a good businessman. But politics ain't his thing. But however, when you let the people vote, decide who, you know, if you have a democracy like America, you let the people decide who their leader is.
We
in the era where social media controls so much of people's valued opinions now. Like, I mean, you can go and...
But what does that say about us as a people that he even became the president?
The electoral college.
It goes to show you that people are, you know, they want what they want. And it goes, and also, this actually brings out a lot of racism. It lot of low-key racist men. As if we already didn't know we had racist, but it makes it worse now. You know what I mean? And I'm seeing people who voted for Trump because, you know, one was all sending everybody back to where they came from. All this shimmy blue blah, like, first of all,
I mean, pretty much what he's doing is illegal.
First and foremost.
Yeah, like you got people in camps.
I heard
camps.
The government shutdown ended though.
It was a temporary end to it, from what I heard.
My thing is this:
how you gonna deport people who aren't from here or whatever? However it is, you gonna go about that? And your wife not
taking it. I know.
Then on top of that, your wife is plagiarizing speeches.
What the fuck? Okay.
And then on top of that, you out here looking like a tangerine with hair. Like, and then your kids up. Bro, this is such a fail. Like, it's such a fail. This shit just feels like.
He also said publicly, propaganda. If his daughter wasn't his daughter, he'd do her.
I remember that. I was watching that.
I was like, ew. Who the f-
Gross.
Yeah. All I know is. All I know is you gotta band together more than ever now because of the way he's doing it. He's going about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Him as a president, the shit he's trying to. Mind you,
he's more or less like a dictator.
Yeah, but at the same time, we also gotta remember, bro, he just the motherfucker that signed shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, he come with the game with a couple of little game plans and shit. But at the end of the day, legislator and, you know, other Senate, House of Representatives, all of them motherfuckers, they're responsible for all of that. He just put his handcuff on that kid, that's it.
Good job, baby.
You feel me? That's it.
Good job, baby. Good job. You learn about the reptiles? Okay.
And on top of that, it actually makes you feel like anybody can be a president.
Good job, baby.
I know. Just anybody.
I think you feel like anybody, any and everybody can run for president and win.
Who is really like, next in office? That's the case.
It's not even. Can't tell it's not even one of those situations where it's like you can cat, like.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I might even run.
Maybe I'm running
for president. Oh, okay.
The trash can outside.
Okay.
Word.
Maybe I'll run.
Maybe I'll run. I'll support you.
Maybe I'll do it.
I think Hillary would have won if she would have made Bernie Sanders her VP.
I voted for Bernie Sanders.
That's what I'm saying. If it went, but when Hillary won the electoral vote, if she would have made Bernie Sanders her VP and let him run with her, she probably would have won.
Yeah.
She would have won for sure.
Actually, I feel like that rally would have been better for her.
It would have. It would have turned out so much better for her. The world would be a different situation. The world would have been a different situation. Different situation.
My man's had no past in politics.